AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Republicans have pushed through a ban on transgender athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth was male from competing on girls' or women's sports teams at federally supported schools and colleges. Representative Beth Van Dyne of Texas.
Biological women and girls should only be competing against other biological women and girls. And I don't care how many surgeries you have, I don't care how many chemicals you put into your body, you're not going to be a biological woman.
Congressman Mark Takano of California.
The other side does not even want to acknowledge that transgender kids exist, that transgender people exist.
The bill is unlikely to advance to the Senate. An IRS agent asking for whistleblower protection to provide information on alleged mishandling of a criminal probe into President Biden's son.
The agent's lawyer has told several House and Senate panels his client has information about clear conflicts of interest and preferential treatment in the investigation related to Hunter Biden's taxes. Attorney Mark Lytle says the agent can contradict sworn testimony to lawmakers by a senior political appointee who was not named. A federal grand jury has been investigating Hunter Biden's taxes and foreign business work for at least 5 years. There are no indications the investigation involves President Biden. House Republicans have their own investigations into nearly every facet of Hunter Biden's business dealings. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
AP sources say President Biden will formally announce his 2024 re-election campaign as soon as next week. Fresh economic data, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to 245,000, still low by historic standards. Sales of existing homes fell 2.4% last month, that as mortgage rates have been rising, a down day on Wall Street. This is AP News. SpaceX's giant new rocket exploded minutes after blasting off on its first test flight, crashing into the Gulf of Mexico.
The rocket took off after a countdown full of hope and excitement. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the nearly 400-foot Starship rocket on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas near the Mexican border. It carried no people or satellites. However, within minutes, commentators on the live SpaceX broadcast realized something had gone wrong.
Obviously, this does not appear to be a nominal situation.
The flight plan had called for the booster to peel away from the spacecraft minutes after liftoff, but that didn't happen. The rocket began to tumble and then exploded 4 minutes into the flight, plummeting into the Gulf. In a tweet, Musk called the test launch exciting and that he learned a lot for the next test launch in a few months. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.